We are back from recess. And if MoDOT will join us, we're anxiously awaiting your comments this morning.
I actually don't have very many comments today, to be honest.
Well, thank you. Next.
Okay, I'm all right with that, actually.
Just kidding.
It was good to listen to Jonas because the whole economic development side of things is something I don't get too involved with on the MoDOT side, and it's always interesting to see kind of our partners out in the community and hear them talk about how we affect them and what goes on. So that was interesting. Construction-wise, we've got very little going on in the county this year. You know, we've done a lot of stuff in the past, and it's just it's a slow year. We've got one chip seal coming up on Route 176 going into Rockaway Beach and Route Double E that will probably occur sometime in August. They haven't given me a firm date yet, but they said it would be we're at least 2 weeks out because of other projects or other chip seals that they're working on, so they said it would be at least 2 weeks, so I'm thinking probably late August. I believe that contract has to be wrapped up by the end of September, so they've got to get done and get that done during hot weather season. So that's really the only construction activity we've got going on this summer directly in Taney County right now. We've got several projects that that impact the area. We're overlaying a section of 65 up in the Christian County area, up in the Ozark area. That's coming along nicely and probably wrap up in the next couple weeks, I think. They're also doing a bridge deck replacement just north of Ozark, and the contractor chose to do a bridge widening to allow traffic to stay on the northbound side of the road instead of having to go. We were going to have to do a detour and or a temporary crossover and put traffic head-to-head on the other side. There was a cost associated with that, and they were able to actually show that it was cheaper for them to widen the bridge than it was to detour traffic for that length of time. So that's what's going on there. And then we are just starting work on the 76 improvement between the high road 465 and 265. And that should wrap up this fall. That's all slated to happen this summer and fall. And that will be a improvement to kind of the S-curve alignment that fell between the high road and 265. And we had some accident history there. And it will make that more of a sweeping curve and a four-lane section, and like I said, that'll be done this fall, so that should be a really good improvement. Some of the things we've got going on the...
That's
going
to be done of an evening or...
Yeah, they work during the day when they're off the road. You know, and a lot of this is a new alignment, so a lot of it is happening off of the current, you know, off the current road, so they can work during the day. When they do the tie-ins, when they have to tie everything together, that will be night work. So, and I expect that'll be, you know, obviously later in the project whenever they're going to build the majority of it and then tie it in is what I would expect to happen. So, they have been doing, I think, some blasting to get some fill material because that's basically kind of a big valley through there. And so they've been getting fill material off of the 465 future alignment, I think, is where they were blasting, if I'm not mistaken. And so a little bit of that going on. So there might be periodic delays in traffic during the day just for the blasting because we do not want to try to do blasting at night. That's just too problematic. So they have to monitor houses and traffic and make sure we don't get anything on the roadway and stuff like that. So that really needs to happen during the day. But other than that, the rest of the work is off the roadway and doesn't really impact traffic at all. So so that's what's going on there. As far as construction goes, we are deep into our maintenance goes. We're deep into the patching and short. We do short overlay patching type operations, and we're deep into that for the summer. So you'll see quite a bit of that going on in various locations. They've been doing mowing. They're spraying for Johnson grass, which seems to be very, very healthy down in this area, in my area too. But when we did the what I've seen is some of the routes that we've done the 2 foot shoulders on, where we had to disrupt the edge of the roadway and then push dirt back onto those 2 foot to finish those 2 foot shoulders. It seems like we just stirred up the Johnson grass. It seems like it's even worse in those areas. Mm-hmm. So we've had some maintenance issues there. So they're doing a lot of spraying. I don't know what your guys' budget is for chemical treatment, but we only have about $25,000 set aside for the entire area, which includes your area, your superintendent's area for this is Taney, Christian, and Webster counties. He has three counties that he's over. And so with the two shops down here, with Branson and Berryville, it works out to be about $10,000 that they'll spend on chemicals this fall, and then he'll have another $10,000 for them to spend in the spring. But that's really not a lot of product when you consider how much right-of-way we've got.
Right.
It's
such an issue that we're talking about it in-house with the county mm-hmm. about, because we don't have a special line item just for that.
Yeah.
But we'll, at least it'll be an issue or a topic to be discussed for the 2015 budget.
And I'm not sure exactly how maintenance sets aside their budget. I mean, I know they have a budget specifically for the herbicide application, but I don't know how that falls as far as, I think it's probably roadside management is kind of what they call it, and then under that comes mowing and spraying and, you know, different activities like that. So that's a pretty significant budget when you take into account that mowing's included in that too. It's one of those items that it just seems like we fight it because there's just so much to maintain and we've only got so many resources to put towards it. So that's a challenge that we're trying to meet and hopefully we're at least staying ahead of the curve. So that's pretty well what maintenance is doing right now. In the future on construction, I was looking at the draft statewide transportation improvement plan. And as you guys know, we've still got the bridge over Bull Shoals is scheduled for, let's see.
17.
Yeah, I think it's, okay, I'll find it. I think I need bifocals. Yes. It is scheduled for, yes, 2017. I wanted to make sure I had that correct before I said that. And we're moving ahead with that. It's my understanding that the historic preservation folks up in Jeff City that work for us have advertised the existing bridge on their, there's like a little website that you can go to if you're interested in purchasing a historic bridge. Because we haven't had any real takers on maintaining and keeping the existing bridge.
Do you typically get responses to something like that?
It would be rare from my experience, but you do occasionally, you know, have a community step up and either want to remove the bridge and place it somewhere else or step up and want to keep the bridge in place and, you know, provide the funding to do that. So, but funding is a challenge for everybody right now, and I think that's what we're running into. Is I think we had a lot of interest in preserving the bridge, but nobody that really feels like they have the funding to do it. So that's kind of the conundrum we're in there. So we've also got some minor intersection improvements scheduled for Lakeshore Drive on N76, and those right now are clear out in 2018. Some geometric alignment improvements there. And beyond that, a little bit of overlaying. Oh, I should mention, we do have some corrective overlays scheduled for 160 and 125. And I think we discussed this in the past that we had issues with the asphalt overlay that we put down. I think it's been 2 years ago now on those two sections. The Southeast District, that overlay went into the Gainesville area. And so the Southeast District is actually doing a black seal coat on a section of 160 all the way through Gainesville and up to 125, the southern junction, and that will actually happen this summer. And then our overlays are scheduled on 160 and 125 are scheduled for next summer. We haven't bid those yet. So assuming that the bids come in good, we will have that work going on next summer to correct those two alignments that we had issues with the asphalt. So... I think that's about it. So, as you know, the commission froze our the addition of any projects to the STIP this spring, and so we're just kind of waiting to see how things fall out.
When you say commission, you mean the...
Yes, the Highway Commission. No, you guys don't quite have the power to do that. You can freeze your projects. But yeah, they chose to freeze putting any additional projects on the statewide transportation improvement plan because it is a commitment, and we follow through on our commitments, but they didn't feel like we really had the funds to add any additional projects right now. So they've frozen that, and they also put the cost share program on hold, too, because of the same lack of funding. So, as you know, we've got a big vote coming up next week. We're waiting to see how that turns out. And we're also kind of holding our breath on the federal side because they're arguing over funding, and I don't know if anything will get done before they go on recess in August. So that's where we're at.
Continued promises, but I don't see that happening either. But it's a possibility.
I don't know. I just don't feel too good about it because I'm watching the VA issue. They can't come to an agreement on it, and that's high priority for them. So I'm not real optimistic about the Highway Trust Fund. Also, I have been regularly attending your Transportation Advisory Board meetings, and they've got a draft charter out that I was going to take a look at and give them comments on. So. Just FYI on that. So that's a very engaged group, so they're good to meet with. They give a lot of good ideas and feedback. So.
Yeah, they shared that with us, and they put a great deal of work and effort into that. So yeah. I'll look forward to your input as well.
Okay.
Danny? Brandon?
No, I was going to tell her that she knows that this year has been a very tough year for any spraying of any pesty weeds or whatever, because there's so much rain and you have to catch that at a certain stage. Johnson grass has to be caught at a certain stage mm-hmm. before it does any good. And if you've got a large area to cover, I mean, when it's growing 6 inches to a foot a day, then it's not going to be as effective. It hadn't been for the farmers in the area. Mm-hmm. Probably the sorriest of all the years that we've had is being able to get the percentage of kill that needs to be take place. So when you spray and you're trying to do the right thing, but when you spray and it doesn't do the killing that's supposed to, well then you always got the people that are going to complain about the small little things. And so anyway, that's part of it.
We are trying, and they, you know, we have a dedicated crew that's really all they do, because we've got it set up with a spray truck and everything. But it's like you said, the weather's challenging. We've been out doing quite a bit recently because it is the time to spray Johnson grass, and we have had good weather for the most part. So, but it's a challenge. Now, I did attend a planning meeting for maintenance last weekend. They did say that on these mow-outs, they're trying to make sure that they take a very generous site distance triangle at all the county roads and entrances because, you know, normally we always mow out a site triangle, but with the Johnson grass and stuff that gets so tall, they've just asked the guys to just do extra kind of around the entrances and stuff just to make sure we don't have anything falling over and creating a site distance issue because, you know, if we get a call, we'll go out and fix it, but it's so much cheaper to do it while you're there than you know, road a tractor all the way down to one site that you just failed to mow quite far enough back. So we're trying to make sure we do that.
And we do that for you on the county roads also. Randy has, and our supervisors have taken a special interest in where the county road comes out to the state highway, that we go ahead and make that curve to where the site distance mm-hmm. is clear, because it grows so fast, if you miss it, then you have to be called back out on a special issue. So.
Yeah, with Taney County having you know, its own road department as a single entity, it's just night and day compared to some of my other counties. You know, they really try, but when they're spread so many directions with so many little county road commissions and Berry County has like 25 or 26 separate commissions, so we end up really picking up. They don't have the opportunity to pick up any slack for us at all. So you guys are great partners.
Remember that when we ask for something.
I do. But yes, I know we're totally spoiled in Taney County compared to other areas. So Stone's good to work with too, because they have, they just have the three areas. But you can definitely tell the difference. There's a definite advantage there to having a central, road district, and also one that's well managed. So we appreciate that.
Appreciate those comments. Nothing else, gentlemen? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Once again. City of Hollister funding agreement. Mr. Suti.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, the City of Hollister is requesting approval of a funding agreement titled Hollister Wastewater Treatment Plant Upgrade Project. If approved, this funding agreement will allow the city to proceed with improvements planned to be made to the city's wastewater treatment facility. These improvements are identified specifically in the attached documentation. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $78,550. The city's Board of Aldermen approved this funding agreement on June 5th, 2014. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to the county attorney, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. A copy of the attorney's approval letter and other specific information is attached. I would recommend approval of this funding agreement, since it has been determined that this project is feasible and meets the criteria necessary under the sewer sales tax guidelines. This project actually encompasses seven areas that were identified by Terry Bashirs. I introduced him to you gentlemen back a few months ago. That took over the position of utility director for the City of Hollister. These areas are where Terry has determined that improvements are needed to enhance the operations of the treatment facility. The enhancement of equipment existing at the treatment facility right now with new equipment, and some enhancements that will improve the safety around the treatment facility itself. He was going to be here today, but he got called out on a utility issue, was unable to be here. The City of Hollister has presented their financial information on the operations of the facility. This information indicates that the city is in the black about $80,000. Those funds are placed in an emergency reserve fund should there be a catastrophic issue with the collection system or the wastewater treatment facility. I did have some excerpts out of this financial report in with the information I provided with the request. If you wanted a full copy of this, I'd be more than glad to make you a copy for your review.
I'd like to have a copy.
Okay, I'd be glad to make you one.
All those.
Just retain that for me and your set of files.
Okay.
You emailed it, didn't you?
I created this packet and I took it upstairs to Shanna. I can email you a copy of this I can scan it in. But they have provided their numbers plus all their supporting documentation based on their. This runs from June of 2014 back to June of 2013. It's 1 year's worth.
Everything I've seen on them, they are meticulous in their bookkeeping. So
They're
not going to be lacking for the information to peruse.
They definitely have the supporting documentation here, that's for sure.
Move to approve the Hollister Wastewater Treatment Plant Upgrade Project. Go ahead and put dated 28, or July 28, 2014.
Is there a second?
I'll second it. I would.
There is a motion and a second to approve the Hollister Wastewater Treatment Plant Upgrade Project dated July 28, 2014, as presented. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
John, I'll hold off on this and I'll sign this shortly so that we have this and I'll run it through.
That'd be fine. Appreciate it. I would like to say that the septic tank pump out program, we're at 195 approved tanks right now waiting to be pumped out. I'm receiving probably 5 to 10 each day, either through mail or email.
John, can we get you to give that report at a later time when we have it on the agenda?
Okay.
Thank you. Let's, because we have an elected official that's present and we've got all these set at the same time, Mr. Tweedy, could we have you join us?
Sure.
Good morning, sir. Gentlemen, I was chatting with Kevin about his budget and about questions that have been raised about his budget, and I thought it would be best if he came over, we chatted a bit about it, then move forward. Kevin?
Well, it's just been not a great year. So as far as what we've had to investigate, I just thought I'd just brief you up to date here a little bit. As of last Friday, we've had 278 deaths in the county. 136 of those are hospice, 47 are nursing homes, so it left 95 of those to be investigated. What we are seeing over the last couple of years is just an increase in overdoses with younger folks. We've had 11 overdoses this year, 20 to 38-year-old on the range. Had a fairly significant amount of suicides at 5 and had quite a few child deaths this year. So, you know, we've just had a lot of deaths that have to be investigated on those that we can't really make a good determination, and we have to send off for autopsies to have a second look at those. And obviously that's where the increase on the budget. I think we've probably done as many autopsies first part of the year as we did all last year, and at the rate that it's going, I don't see it letting up right now. So we try to do what we can. We're running about 27% autopsy rate compared to the deaths that we have, which I don't think is too bad.
Well, obviously, part of the budgetary process that we go through, and one of your line items is autopsies. And again, it's a budget. We have no way of really knowing or predicting how many of those we're going to have to conduct during a year. So your budget has to be fluid from the perspective that when we have fewer than anticipated, we're going to spend less money that's in the budget. And when we have more, we're going to spend more. And unfortunately, that's where we are at and where we are headed. I don't know what else we need to do to address that, but I thought it would be important because it is an issue, and we're going to be looking at different budgetary questions as they arise between now and the end of the year, and this certainly is one of them. Danny, you started to say something.
No, I didn't, Ron. I just was in agreement with you. I don't know. When we sit down to budget, this is always an issue to try to figure out how much to budget for the coroner's autopsies, because there's no way if you do 25 or if you do 100,000 or if you do no matter what, there's no way to predict what that number's going to be. So I understand where you're coming from. As we figure that, we figure an average of what's happened in the past, and as you said, it's been has been a difficult year on that. So that's all I had to say about it, Ron. I just
okay, Brandon.
I just I'm trying to find the what number he is on the budget. What was that? Rick, you know what we're currently at on the budget as far as what he spent on autopsies?
I don't know how much it is. We got it last year. We never
got it. Okay. So it's mainly the autopsies and cremations, I guess, that's making it go over?
Yeah, transportation's going to go higher. And with all this, then we're going to have to, you know, what we use will have to replace.
Transportation of remains.
Yeah. Okay. And so we're going to have to replace a lot of the equipment and different stuff we use. So.
But that's something that we can discuss unless there's something you desperately need between now and the next budgetary time.
That
we
could That'll probably
go through all that and build it within the budget.
So, if you have any other questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Are we at risk of running over budget, I guess?
We are going to run over budget. There's no doubt that's going to happen.
No doubt.
But again, your individual budget, as are almost all administrative offices within the county, contained within general county revenue. So one can go over while one will be under. Where we have something else budgeted, we might not be able to spend. So we're okay legally from the perspective of not having to change the budget, obviously. But we appreciate your chatting with us about it and giving us an update
anytime
on what's occurring.
Anybody like a copy of
that? I would.
Yeah, I would too. Just if you want to, just
leave that. We'll make copies.
And we'll just get a copy of it.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Kevin.
Previous meeting minutes. Oop, I missed board appointments. Let's do that. Currently, and for some time, we've had a vacancy on planning and zoning in the Branson Township. We have an individual by the name of Terry Randolph Fogel, goes by Randy. There's a 173 Shadow View Drive that has noted that he would serve. I've read through all the information that's there. I don't know him personally, but
are you familiar with him, Brandon?
Yeah.
Yep.
I would yield your recommendation.
Move to appoint Terry Randolph Fogel, Randy, to the Planning and Zoning Branson Township.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to appoint Terry Randolph Fogel, Randy, to the vacancy on Planning and Zoning Board representing the Branson Township. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. We also have two positions within Taney County Airport Board. Joe Hall is currently on the board and has advised us that if reappointed, he would serve.
Motion to reappoint Joe Hall.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to reappoint Joe Hall to the Taney County Airport Board. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. We also have a term that will expire on July 31st, which is coming up. And that is Jim Youngblood. And I had a sheet here from him. Mr. Youngblood has advised us that he would step down due to age and other pressing issues. He would ask that we appoint someone else, and we have an individual that has stepped up by the name of Stan Barker that has come to us. Could you read through that?
Stan, I know that we have city representatives that sit on those boards. Is Stan an alderman?
No.
Not anymore. I make a motion that we approve Stan Barker for the airport board.
Motion is made and seconded. Could I get you to add to that effective as of August 1st?
Effective. August 31st, I don't think.
August 1st. Is there a second?
Second?
Motion's made and seconded to appoint Mr. Stan Barker to the Taney County Airport Board effective August 1st. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Previous meeting minutes.
Motion for approval of executive session minutes 7:21.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve previous executive session minutes dated 7:21. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Salt use agreement. Mr. Hayes?
Morning.
Morning, sir.
I believe you have that agreement in front of you, don't you? The only change I see in it would just be the timeline, and we made a correction there and made it for a two-year timeline on this agreement.
If I'm not mistaken, the recommendation for the state was for a longer period. That was narrowed down to 2 years. The attorney has reviewed it. It's been revisited and changed or amended.
It's been amended.
Motion for acceptance or approval of the salt use agreement between Taney County and MoDOT.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the salt use agreement. If I could add file number 12-060RB, by and between the county and MoDOT. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Hayes.
Thank you.
Christy? Court orders. We got there. We go. Christy, before we begin, and Chuck, could I ask you a couple of questions? Having gone through this morning, it looks like that the vast majority of these are fourth-year tax sales. And so the reason for the abatement would be that the collector has sold the property at a fourth-year tax sale. And aside from that, the individual court orders, I'm looking, I guess we should go through those. But would it be proper to have a second motion to accept, as presented, the fourth-year tax sales, or would you prefer that we do it all together?
They're all real estate, but it's really your discretion.
What's your druthers, gentlemen? Those are all properties that are listed. I think that we should call this Exhibit A with today's date. And if I'm not mistaken, they're not something that is pending. It is something that has occurred, correct?
The fourth-year tax sales are.
So what we'd really be doing would be accepting that report as provided by the county collector.
What was that right amount?
Well, yeah, before we do these others.
First one.
You're going to have to establish, because they're on the same sheets of paper, right, that they're fourth-year, if you're going to separate them.
They're all listed as fourth-year sales, I think, aren't they, Christy, on those sheets? Or
yeah,
like
the fourth years. It's only the last five that are different.
I'm sorry?
It's only the last five on the back page that are different. I believe those are the ones we discussed in BOE.
Yes.
That fell under parcel occupancy.
No. I would entertain a motion to approve or to accept the fourth year tax sale. As provided through the county collector's office. Is that correct?
She brings them to me and then I perform the abatements.
We accept the fourth-year tax sales as provided. Is that all right?
And
with today's date, Exhibit A?
Exhibit A.
Mm-hmm. This would just be regarding the fourth-year tax sales. Then we'll do a second motion on the occupancy at the end. Yes, Sheila, come on up. Yep.
Just a note on those is the way we handled those that are before you is we contacted the property owners on all sides of those that were paying taxes currently and told them that they were for sale and everything, and those are the ones that responded. We contacted all of those on our list. Those are the ones that responded that wanted to purchase them. So now they'll go back on the tax rolls to property, and they'll be attached with their property that have been paying their taxes currently.
So let me understand this, that they'll be attached to the parcel that is already being taxed.
Yes, like if
and
you...
This particular parcel will not exist anymore. It'll be attached to that parcel.
Not necessarily. They will need to, this year... they understand that the 2014 tax bill will come to them this year. Like if you own lot 34 and this is lot 35, you've paid all of your taxes current and have been, then you've bought 35. So for this year, 2014, you'll get the tax bill separate on 35. Then you can go to the mappers and the assessor's office and request that they be combined as one. And then next year, then that would be the one parcel. But the whole point is that they've been paying their taxes current, so now this parcel, this piece of land, we'll have the taxes paid on it for the future. Does that make sense?
Gentlemen, is there a motion to accept Exhibit A regarding the fourth year tax sales as presented with today's date?
Move to accept Exhibit A regarding fourth year tax sale as presented by collector dated 7/28 of 2014.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to accept Exhibit A, fourth year tax sales, dated with today's date, 7/28/2014. It's presented by the county collector. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, we have five more properties that are listed on Exhibit A that are not with your tax sales. They are, in fact, and deal with parcel occupancy. Would you like to address those, Chuck?
Sure. As Christy said, these are ones that I brought to you during BOE, and you asked to move them to this. The first three is Aslan Family Properties. It's property out on 248. They had the structures removed years ago. I was actually on the property a couple of years ago myself and also reviewed the, and there wasn't any structures there, and then reviewed the our aerial flyover picture, which was February of 2012, and the property's clean. So no question in my mind at all that there was no structure. So the request is to 1440 is the land value only on those. On those three. The next two are residents burned, and our field appraisers have gone by and checked both of these. Recently, I contacted the fire department and asked them if they could give me notice of when there's a fire that we could check to be sure we're catching them. Appraisers watch the newspaper and do a great job of seeing them. That our department's sending us a list monthly. I'm talking about Western Taney. So that's how those two were found, and they were went out and checked, and both structures are gone.
Is there a motion to accept the parcel occupancy? And there are five.
Mark them as Exhibit B.
Well, this is on Exhibit A. It'll just be those that are listed as parcel occupancy on Exhibit A with today's date.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the parcel occupancy request as submitted by County Assessor on Exhibit A, dated 7/28/2014. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Thank you,
gentlemen. Thank you.
Jim, if I could make a couple of requests. One came to my attention that the State Tax Commission does not have us down as an occupancy county. And I know we're not on the agenda, and if we could, I'd like to request a meeting to speak to you on that. And also, I'd like to request the BOE to meet again before we run out of money.
We'll certainly take your requests into consideration when we have agenda requests. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
memorialization of agreement for services and compensation relating to federal and state flood buyout properties. Good morning, sir. How are you? You can begin at any time.
Okay. what this is a part of this flood buyout process. We had really, from the beginning, had budgeted. And of course, again, these are all state and federal funds, but we had budgeted from the beginning for each of these properties to be surveyed. Part of that was, just to determine the boundaries of each of these lots that are going to be county property. And at the time, we had a concern with boat docks. And at this point, the surveys were completed actually quite some time ago. The surveying company has received CDBG funds already, but in order to apply for the FEMA funds or the SEMA funds, we first had to have a contract in place. It has been a much lengthier process than it probably should have been. Our consultant on this project had initially indicated that he would provide a draft contract. When he didn't do so, I actually asked the surveying company to provide that. It's been reviewed by the county commission's attorney, and he has made a number of amendments to it. And at this point, SSE has signed the contract, and basically it requires the presiding commissioner's signature.
Is that all that this is? Is the signature that the county commissioner, do we have to make some sort of motion or anything? I don't know. I don't understand quite.
Surveying services have already taken place.
Everything.
Yes.
And because of the way that it went about, because of the federal government being involved, the state government being involved, et cetera, there was never an agreement put in place with them. So this takes care of that issue. And Frank has stated that we need this in place just for our records.
I know, but my question is, it's on the agenda. Do we need to make a motion?
Sure, make a motion to approve the memorialization of agreement for services and compensation relating to federal and state flood buyout properties.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the memorialization of agreement for services and compensation relating to federal and state flood buyout properties. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Mr. Ashley, I will sign these in a bit.
Okay.
And get them to you through Nikki.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. This one's almost behind us, isn't it?
We're getting very close. We really are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Motion to recess until we get upstairs for the staff review.
Let's stand in recess.